forget Cardinals Phillies. It's a big one live from Philadelphia tonight. You can hear it loud and clear right here. 5:10 is your pregame. 6:05 first pitch on the new home.
That was awful.
Cardinals baseball. 93.5, 95.3.
Fist bump over here in the
corner.
Is
that what he's doing?
Just a little bit.
Well, see, I knew I'd bring you around to J-Lo. Now you hate this
Did
song.
That commercial, by the way, yesterday?
I haven't seen it.
Did you watch the Bears game yesterday, yes. Fred? They played the same J-Lo commercial over and
at
over.
At least 17 times.
It was a Fiat commercial. And yeah, everyone likes looking at J-Lo.
Yeah.
But the same commercial over and over again where she's doing some lame dance moves.
If they pay enough, they'll play it that many times.
That's true. Exactly. Exactly.
I understand that. But.
That's so true. All right, Fred Wakefield's with us. Cardinals going to beat the Phillies real quick tonight?
Man.
You got Halladay.
I want to be so optimistic, but it's so hard. Because, I mean,
this would be huge.
Why do they got to throw Halladay at you?
I know.
Can you just the playoffs.
Shouldn't you rest him?
Can you not throw him three times against Atlanta at the end of the year?
Right.
Roy, we're going to rest you for 12 days so you can throw three straight against the Braves. Is that cool? All right. I think we win tonight. Yeah, I'm calling it. I think the Cardinals are geared up, locked in. Alan Craig's 10 times better than Halladay. I think the Cardinals have found their left fielder.
I love how you're lying to yourself.
Can you trade Halladay for a couple starters next year?
No.
You know why? Because nobody's stupid enough to pay him $16 million.
I think there's plenty of teams that would pay him $16 million.
You think?
My team is paying Alex Rios $12 million right now.
That's a good point.
I'll take Matt Halladay.
Yeah, all right, I'll shut up about that. All right, NFL football. Can we just start with the Bears? I guess the good way to look at it is we get done with them quick.
It was bad. Next. Sorry. We can't just, that didn't work.
Can I get my college football pick'em out?
Oh, yes.
Well, it was me, Mike, and
I
Grant.
I even wanted to know this.
Right. It was me, Mike, and Grant. Mike went 3-4 during the week.
Okay.
He had Michigan State beating Notre Dame, Miami, Ohio beating Minnesota, Maryland beating West Virginia, Florida State beating Oklahoma. Missed on all those. Grant and I both went 6-1.
Nice.
But we have the tiebreaker for a reason. Grant had Illinois beating Arizona State 44-38, and I had them 38-36. So Grant narrowly lost that one.
Oh.
And Grant can blame it on DJ from Atwood for talking some smack
after I allowed
him to beat me, even though I won the tiebreaker. So Grant, I'm sorry, you don't get the tickets.
But
we're gonna have a bunch of pairs of tickets later in the week.
Did I mention Grant? He's kind of a big guy.
Kind of
a tall, muscular guy. I mean, and I'm the one that has to see him once in a while.
Well,
are you going to rethink that? Or
No.
Okay, great.
I think I know who this is.
Yeah, you know.
Yep.
So Jeremy.
That's a good thing.
Because he's three times bigger than you.
He's going to stay hidden. Warner's going to stay hidden here and line us to face the music. No, I'm kidding.
Well,
you said.
I'm 6'2", 280 pounds. So.
Solid muscle.
Right.
Solid muscle. I have solid calves.
I know.
That's it.
Just so everyone knows out there, I know people look different than what you expect on the radio. Jeremy's pretty close to what you expect from the way he talks about you. Just giving a heads up.
Somebody said that I sound taller than I am, so I'm going to go with that.
How do people know that?
I don't know.
They must know a guy that sounds like you that's tall. That's the only way I can understand how you think.
I don't know how you sound tall.
I don't either.
I remember when I was in Arizona, the guy who... Oh, it's one of the rock stations out there. He was the voice of the Cardinals on the radio for quite some time. And every time you heard him, he sounded like this gigantic, like really mean dude. He's a little dude with a shaved head and tiny little goatee hanging out. And I was like, wow, I really didn't expect that.
Wow, that's coming out of nowhere.
That reminds me of Wayne's World. Was it Handsome Dan? And he's just some ugly short dude.
See, that stuff's fun.
Handsome Dan.
All right, we're going to talk some NFL. Before we start with the Bears, we're going to be pushed one direction.
Bring it. Bring him.
We're going to go to Tony in Charleston. Tony, how are you, buddy?
I'm better.
Is the shrine, right. The Tony Romo shrine, in good shape this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. But
hey, I've got a question first. Do you think you guys...
First of all, I just want to say I don't wish anybody harm.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Tony Romo got hurt, you know, so I hope he gets better. I still not a Tony Romo fan.
You were a lot more.
Did too good.
You were
did too good.
You were more confident with John Kitna in there, weren't you?
That's what I was getting ready to ask.
I can see Tony going, "Good, Kitna's in. Watch this offense roll." Oh, Tony. Tony's a lot like me. Like, I'm the guy that says Alan Craig needs to play left instead of Matt Halladay.
And then Matt Halladay hits two home runs in the game.
It might work for one game. It's not going to work over a season.
I'm just look. Troy Aikman's up in the booth. Go and get him. just say, hey, could you play one more season?
I think he has
I know you've had like 20 million concussions, but come on, one more season.
Bring bring Moose Johnston back. Let's get them all together and see if they can all break their hip at the same time.
Just call it the Golden Oldies and just, you know, just bring back the whole team. You know, Emmitt, he's dancing. He's still got it. He's all right, you know?
Are the Cowboys in the playoffs now? Are they winning the Super Bowl, Tony?
No. They win one game. All right, when they start winning some more games, I might get some confidence in them, but I have to be real. You know, it's just one game.
All right. Well,
they need a run game.
Yeah, they do.
Felix Chubb is non-existent.
Doesn't do much for me. Tony, I'm glad you won. I worried about you when I saw they were down 10 in the fourth. I thought.
I know. I was crying. I was crying.
Already?
Yeah.
Hmm. You think Tony sits at home and watches those Super Bowl championships? Do you have the old? Listen, Tony. Do you have old VCR?
I got the playbook. You know that they keep at the Super Bowl.
Oh no!
You know what I'm talking about? I've got the memo. I've got tons of stuff. I've got Aikman's like his starting lineup figure from the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's scary.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm living in the past. I know it.
Tony,
you
know, thanks for the call, buddy.
You have a great day.
All right.
What's it been, 12 years?
I bet
in the playoffs.
I bet how old Tony is.
I bet Tony has a VCR.
Because
does anybody have VCRs anymore? We actually do, believe it or not.
No.
I bet Tony has a VCR, and he brings out those VHS tapes that like Sports Illustrated did when you win the Super Bowl, and he pops that in every once in a while. Like, yeah, Cowboys.
Do you think his ringtone is, how about them Cowboys?
How about them boys? Probably. I'm not going to lie to you. All right, let's
shift. They might have the second worst offensive line, though.
Got rid of Leonard Davis.
As a lead-in to
the Bears. Yeesh. How bad? I mean, this is what frustrates me as a Bears fan. I knew week one. That was a great win. But I knew we probably wouldn't roll off, you know, a couple weeks like that because they didn't address that offensive line.
No.
And it's just terrible.
I feel like a broken record. Like, this is every time we've talked about the Bears this year, and even when I first started coming in here, this is what we talked about. They've got to fix the line. And instead, it's just taking steps backwards. You know, listen to Mike and Mike this morning. I can't remember who they were talking to, but they just kept saying that it looks like they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't know who they're supposed to block.
Wow.
No, that's exactly what it is. They're all letting guys go, and they're, like, looking at each other after Jay Cutler's sitting on the ground almost concussed. They're sitting there, well, was that your guy?
Well, the thing is I can understand every once in a while there's a hot read you've got to see.
Yeah.
But that many guys running free, and when you see two guys blocking one, and one guy coming free, someone's not doing
Somebody
something.
Messed up.
And,
right.
and the Saints' defensive line isn't even that good. That's why this is so alarming. Is, you know, I sat there and we brought up at the time, Bryant McKinney was cut.
Yes.
And I said, why are the Bears not going after this guy? Gabe Kareemie is hurt now, but you had Jamarcus Webb, a seventh-round pick, and Gabe Kareemie, a rookie. Why not bring in a veteran for a couple years?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me.
I just don't know what to say. It was so bad.
On the offensive line, teaching moment. On the offensive line, you got...
I feel like I should have my playbook or something.
I know.
Here we go. Sorry.
So you got five guys there. What did you play? Tackle?
I played guard and tackle.
Guard and tackle. So if you're the outside tackle, let's say you're the right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Who's giving the assignment? The center?
It depends on... There's a lot of things
going on. Let's say it's a pass. Let's say it's a pass play.
Okay, but there's a pass play. There could be 15 different protections.
Wow. So you go up to the line.
If he call, they're going to call in the huddle. So if they say a base, you have four down and the mic.
Okay.
Okay. Or if it's a certain slide, you might have the four down and the Sam. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's going to adjust according to how they call it. And then when you get up there, it depends. Some teams is a quarterback. A lot of teams is a center. The center will walk up and say, who's the mic? So then you know who everybody else is according to that. Okay.
Okay. So when he says... 52 is the mic.
Right.
Does that mean...
Middle linebacker.
Right. No, I knew... I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Okay, because some teams what will happen is when they start shifting guys and bringing guys into the box or certain coverages where guys are covered up, that'll move the mic.
Okay, interesting.
The thing is if the tackle doesn't hear who the mic moves to, he might slide down and pick up an end who's slanting when he should have been picking up a safety off the edge.
So
I mean, there's lots of
One of the five guys is going to pick up the mic.
It depends on the coverage. If it's a base
that's
coverage,
that's unbelievable.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's complicated.
I think I'm more confused now. it's funny
if
though.
I
when
remember,
you,
but, the but, next time I come in, I'll bring in my introduction to offensive lineman book I got.
Oh my! That's God. What
and
I'm saying.
This thick.
So how hard is it, a guy like you know, Gabe Creamy starting off in the NFL. Obviously, he played at Wisconsin.
Right.
What's the transition for him, and what's the transition for Jamarcus Webb, who's switching from right tackle to left tackle? And I know there's other guys on this Bears offensive line that have switched positions.
For a guy coming in from college, it's the speed, for starters. And secondly, it's the amount of information. Mm-hmm. I mean, in college, you might call things like 50s and, you know, just different things like that in terms of protection. When you get into the NFL, they might have a total different language you have to pick up. Not on top of a different language, but you're maybe learning different techniques. Like a tackle in college is usually going to man up a guy and beat the dog out of that guy, or they'll just have one or two slides, it seems like.
Okay.
Now, it's probably more complicated than when I was in college.
Right.
But in the NFL, like I'm saying, there's times where we had 12 different names for pass protections.
Really?
And so it's just different things to do for different teams, and we're like, okay, well, this team blitzes the safety lot, so we're going to call this protection this, and da-da-da, and that's just kind of how it adjusted.
Well, and then you had Mike Martz, and that offense seems so out there anyway. But, they stuck to passing the ball yesterday.
Well, the killer with Martz, and it still seems like he's doing the same thing as last year, where a lot of his plays and routes that are the big hitters are 7 or 9 step drops.
Yeah.
Okay? And when your offensive line isn't blocking very well, 7 and 9 step drops is not good.
You know?
And so that's why you started seeing him dump it to Forte so much.
Yeah.
Because you're so deep. If it doesn't look like it's open, you're getting rid of it. And so, you know, they need it. Hopefully they can cut the 5 and 7 step dropout stuff, because when you're watching The Greatest Show on Turf, Kurt Warner would hit the spot and it was gone.
Oh, yes.
And that's a combination of not being confident in your receivers being in the right spot and not being confident you're going to be able to get to the spot without getting smoked.
Well, Forte had 10 catches. The next guy was how do you say his name? Schonzenbacher or whatever.
Schonzenbacher dropped about 3 balls.
And he had 3 catches.
Yeah, he dropped about 3 or 4 other ones.
Right. Don't get me wrong, as a Forte fantasy owner, I'm very excited about the 10 catches.
But when Schonzenbacher's your second leading receiver, that's another problem. Roy Williams obviously was hurt, but they don't have the tools around Jay Cutler to make
him successful. Roy Williams a number one receiver? I think we've all said no.
No.
And that's the thing. You bring in this quarterback, and you're not putting the guys around him for him to be successful, especially in this offense.
We keep bringing in great defensive guys, but when the defense is on the field 75% of the time, they can only stop so many
still
players.
Not going to win much. Yeah, it's going to be tough to win. 359-2255 is how you get in touch with us. Let's go to Champaign and Ken. How are you, Ken?
I'm trying to hang in there, Bears-wise. The line I helped pick up my spirits Saturday, but then today it was not so good. And I'm dying to get Fred's opinion on something, and it goes back to, the offensive line once again. And I'm trying to it just seems like, you know, they get a first-round pick and think they've solved their problem, but, you know, a rookie's a rookie, you know, and so he's not going to step right in and fill the void. So I think you guys mentioned it earlier. It seems like
Ken,
they got a pick.
Ken, you're just frustrated. Ken's so he's like me. He's so frustrated he can't produce a question even.
He doesn't know where to start with
I know,
team.
Exactly.
Well, it's... Can't they bring in some experience somewhere? I mean, I don't know what they need to do, but that evidently it should have been obvious after last season.
Correct.
That
right.
The most pressing need was the offensive line, you know, and here we are facing the same problem all over again.
Hey, Ken, thanks for the call, my man.
I've got two responses. First off, it's hard to pick up a guy right now.
Yeah.
You're just going to go to the street and pick off some great player.
Fred
Whitfield. That being said, that's always joking.
I texted Fred during the game. I know you trimmed down since you've left the NFL, but you can block better than Jamarcus Webb.
Well, and you're sitting there watching these guys, and it's a combination of how they're working together and everything, but I said this when they first drafted this kid.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like drafting these guys in the first rounds. I mean, Leonard Davis, okay, great dude, okay, never mounted what he was supposed to be. First last guy I can remember to really step in and play a role and was really good was Flozell Adams when he came out, however many years ago that was.
From Michigan State, right?
Even DeBrickashaw Ferguson, when he came out, and he's a freak, he struggled that first year. You know, so it's a matter of, that's a tough thing to just say, okay, first-round pick, problem solved. Is it going to help in 2 or 3 years? Yes. Is it helping right now? No.
No.
And so it's a matter of, just like at quarterback, especially when you're acting to play a position like tackle, which I think we talked about last week,
mm-hmm.
you're on an island. That's a hard spot to play, folks, to get out there on the island with the speed of guys out there now, and you're playing in New Orleans with a lot of crazy loud drunk people. And it was blatantly obvious they couldn't hear anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they're coming out too soon, coming out too late. And the biggest thing is they're coming out too late, which gets you behind on these ends.
Exactly.
The other thing I like to say, though, is I'm the one guy, too, that I'll say it's one game.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay. Because last week we were all about how bad they crushed the Falcons,
yep.
who still, I think, lost last night, but looked pretty good.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of
no. The Falcons won, right?
Did they end up winning?
Yeah, they won. Okay.
The one thing, but I think this is what you're kind of going to get with this team. I think they're going to be a fantastic home team, but when you put them in a tough place to play, right. I think this is what you're going to have because you're going to have days where the offensive line is really bad, especially when they pass the ball that much.
I'm afraid Jared Allen might kill Jay Cutler.
Right. Ooh.
Right.
Well, Drew Brees did what he does. He just picks you apart.
And not to mention Clay Matthews next week.
Whoa.
At least that's at home. That's what I'm saying. At least exactly. We got the ball in time next week.
Let's go to Dan in Allerton. How are you, Dan?
Could be a whole lot better.
I assume another Bears fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
First of all, Earl Bennett should be the number one receiver. That's Jay's. Seems like it's his go-to guy when he needs a catch. I don't know if it goes back to the college days, you know, being comfortable with him, or the fact that he's one of the few receivers that can actually catch the ball once thrown to him.
For me, he's the one that only seems like he's really running a real route.
And the problem was yesterday he got hurt.
Yeah,
yesterday he got hit in the chest real hard. And, you know, there was a helmet hit right to the chest, and he got hurt. And that, yeah, that affects Jay Cutler too. Because are you trusting Devin Hester yet? Like, no. I'm not.
And you got Johnny Knox.
What'll happen with the injuries? I know Bennett got the helmet to the chest. Is he going to be out very long?
Hey, Dan, thanks for the call, my man.
All right.
Yeah, it sounds like he'll be back soon. Gabe Kareem, sounds like he sprained his knee, and he might be out for a couple weeks,
maybe a
month. But everyone else, it sounds like they're going to get Roy Williams back next week and Lance Lewis back next week. But I don't know how much Lance Lewis helps that offensive line.
Do we have a question?
Yeah. Okay. Earl Bennett's going to need the Fred Wakefield shot to the sternum.
I want to ask a Roy Williams question when we get a chance. So
let's go first to Eric in Champaign. How you doing, Eric?
Great. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Well, first of all, I'd say I'm an Arizona Cardinal fan.
Oh!
Not a big Bear fan, but I've listened to Chicago radio, and they're talking about Martz and his offense. I think they forget that the greatest show on turf had Orlando Pace there for 10 years.
Yep.
And I think that makes a big difference there.
Great point.
And that's the point. You have to have protection in this offense because they like to just drop that guy back and take the running back out so he's out on routes as well. So you have to have someone to block there, and they just don't have the pieces around Jay Cutler to do it.
I mean, that's a tough thing to do, especially it's a different game than it was 10 years ago or how many years ago the greatest show on turf was. The speed that is at those end positions now and inside is so fast that you got to have some guy really talented to keep a guy taking a 9-step drop clean for very long.
When we come back, you want to bring up a question about Roy Williams.
Yeah, I want to know if he can be a number one receiver.
Okay, I want to ask the question of, does having Matt Forte, who you know can catch a lot of passes, and that's big for your offense, does that hurt the Bears a little bit in knowing the defense knows he's not staying in the block? Just a question. We'll tackle it next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Yeah, it's loud.
That was amazing.
Is that better? Is that better? Wow, that's loud. It's all right. Yeah, we're
turn that rocket down.
Who's making so much noise in there? Tay and Jay Show, live with Fred Wakefield here, and we're talking some NFL. We wanted to tackle a couple of things. Let me bring up the Matt Forte thing.
Yep.
And you brought up, as soon as we went to break, you brought up the perfect analogy as to why it can work. But Matt Forte, my question was, is such a pass-catching running back.
The best wide receiver on the Bears.
Yeah, exactly. 10 catches.
According to stats and everything right now.
Right. 10 catches, what, 117 yesterday. So because teams know that Forte is part of that game plan and they want him out there, does that hurt a little bit knowing that, well, you know you're not going to get the chip, as we learned in the first hour, from number 22? Does that hurt?
Well, what I had said, though, is that Marshall Faulk was that guy.
Exactly.
And so it can work. But the thing is we keep going back. They had Orlando Pace, and I can't even remember all the guys' names, but they had a bunch of Pro Bowlers on that offensive line, and we don't have that right now. And so until then, yes, it is going to hurt, but in the long run, it's something that should work and should be very beneficial. I mean, look at the Saints, what they did with what's a fast little dude's name that came in for San Diego?
Sproles.
Yeah, Sproles. I mean, that's what they're doing with him, too. Everybody knows when he's in there, he's not there to block.
Right.
So it's the same situation.
Makes sense.
And, Fred, you asked if Roy Williams can be a number one receiver, and I don't think he was brought in to be a number one. If he was, I think that was a mistake. And I think he was better than what they had with Greg Olsen. But at the same time, I don't think he's going to be an 80-catch, 1,000-yard receiver because he really hasn't been in the NFL. He's done that 1 year with the Detroit Lions.
I'm just more frustrated than ever about the 2 weeks ago, wave the first down when you're injured, and then you don't show up the next week.
Yeah, you don't even play.
I mean, if I'm talking trash, I'm going to do what I can to get back on the field. And right now, I don't know if that's what's going on.
And my whole problem with all of this is Jerry Angelo knew what this team needed and didn't address it. Sometimes the fans are dumber than the GMs. At this point, I think the GM just, I don't know if it's ego or stubborn or whatever.
Good point.
But he's just not addressing the needs when everybody knows what it is. Offensive line, wide receiver. They got Roy Williams and added Gabe Kareemi and Chris, Chris Spencer. That's it.
How much of it is to the O-line coach?
Is Tice. Mike Tice?
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
How much of him saying, no, I can work with this group?
Good point.
I mean, there could be a bunch of egos going on. There's so many pieces that can be moving here that who knows where it could start.
Well, I think you brought up the good point that Kareemi, 3 years down the road, is going to be a good offensive lineman. Right now, they needed veteran help.
Right.
And everybody knew that. Jeremy was pining for that, months ago. So, Fred, I know you're getting out of here. Rams, Giants tonight. This is in New York, right? Or East Rutherford, New Jersey. Is that where they play?
Right.
This doesn't look good for the Rams, does it?
I don't know. They've got a lot of weapons. The thing with them is Steven Jackson's not playing. They become much more one-dimensional.
I think he's going to try it tonight.
But still, it's like my Arian Foster in my fantasy league. I've got to play him, but he scores me 3 points. So I get whipped this week.
It all comes down to fantasy.
Amen.
All right. So, Fred, thank you.
Thank you. Had a great time.
Oh, it's a blast having Fred Wakefield here. We talked about the Illini and the NFL. We appreciate it. And hopefully, as the season goes on, when you can, you'll be here to join us.
I'm going to try to be here every Monday.
So awesome. How cool is that?
Because Jeremy asked, not for you.
Well, okay. Exactly. Well, I bring sweet tarts and stuff, though, so I do my part.
Negative.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you just hit him.
I was hiding, but I didn't even think. I haven't even eaten him. That's crazy. I got to eat some candy.
Yeah.
I got to eat some candy. I'm wearing down. All right, it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.